weak solidarity bricky team, listener, when just when we thought things couldn't get worse. Well, let's hear it from our old mate Innes Will Cost, the workers of the True Blue Aussie Industry Profits Group. A caring employers will clearly struggle to absorb these high wage increases at a time when costs are surging and conditions are deteriorating. Doesn't that say it all? Clearly struggle, high increase, costs surging, conditions deteriorating. There simply couldn't have been a worse time for the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It con mission to award the lowest of low paid a 4.75% wage rise. 4.75%, outrageous. Just when we thought things couldn't get worse for the poor, filthiest rich of the filthy rich, for poor caring employers, bang. Not only forced to splash out their not-so-hard-earned on their tax lawyers, but hit with this devastating wages bill. It further delinks wage outcomes from productivity. The True Blue Aussie Chamber of Commerce and Industry Profits, David Hand, us the profits exploded. And what sympathy did the poor caring employers get from the evil unions? That's what they say every year, the ACTU displayed its insensitivity. As we've said a number of times, why don't the evil unions and lazy avaricious workers bide their time and wait for the caring employers to tell them when it is the right time to squeeze a wage rise out of them? They'd only be too happy to oblige. The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin led its coverage telling us the wage rise, high 4.75%, meant mortgage holders will be whacked twice in 2026. Just wish they'd explained that a bit. Care the caring employers have for their lazy avaricious workers was expressed beautifully by big investment corporation Standard Chartered, the wealth supremo Bill Winters, real name, discussing the impact of AI on the workforce. The impact would be felt by lower value human capital, Bill told us. See, not human beings, but human capital. Unlike high-value human beings like Bill Winters, suggesting it must be very cold winters for his workers. Sorry, his lower-value human capital. An examination of areas most affected by the crippling changes to capital gains taxes and negative gearing, Sydney's Darling Point topped the list with 971 people reporting capital gains at an average of $550,000 each. Poor, well, not so poor, Darling Point darlings. Now they have to waste some of that on their tax lawyers. Oh, and just for the record, Darling Point is not a working class suburb. The Minister for Being Offensive and Train Killing, Richard Malls, the bad guys, he of the giant mind, at a war fest, train killing fest in Singapore, announced the exciting news True Blue Aussie would buy 3 used submarines from U.S. of the U.N. of the U.S. of the world youth sub-salesperson Honest Pete Hug-Killerstuff, telling us what a great deal this was. So we won't go on handing billions to the U.S. of and His Most Gracious Majesty's home country Merchants of Death submarine industries, Richard. No, it does not mean that. After all, we have an obligation to hand billions to those people. It's a great deal for True Blue Aussie. Such a great deal, Colonel Richard said that after handing billions to the U.S. of Merchants of Death for new submarines, used subs were exactly what we were looking for. And what are we paying Honest Peach used sub yard Colonel for, Richard? I can't disclose that for security and commercially confidential reasons. What, True Blue Aussie security? No, the government security. Honest Pete, the used sub salesperson, said the billions we were handing the U.S. of were part of the U.S. of's defense against evil China. But Pete, True Blue Aussie says it remains independent. And we appreciate that. We recognize the independence of all our acolytes. We expect all our acolytes to spend more and more on our defense, our merchants of death, independently. And even more exciting, Richard committed True Blue Aussie to join the U.S. of and His Most Gracious Majesty's home country in exciting underwater drones, guaranteeing the ultra-expensive submarines, new or used, will be blown out of the water at the first sign of US aggression, with Trublowazi, as usual, swinging on its coattails. Now, listener, an easy question. Seeing we're dealing with a dedicated socialist committed to the working class, name just 10 differences which set Richard apart from the caring business class conservatives. Come on, okay, 9 differences. Goodness, all right, 5, try 5. No, well, what about 2? Come on. All right, 1, just 1. Please, there must be something. Okay, keep thinking and get back to me. There must be, because an interviewer asked Colonel Richard how he got on with Honest Pete, given they came from, quote, different sides of politics. See? Proof. Very well. We always get on very well, he assured us, and of course they would, as long as we keep buying from Honest Pete's used subyard. No, more pertinently, it's a meeting of the mind. On train killing, the Iran invasion is about to be settled or about to explode, depending on which minute we hear the decisive ramblings of Honest Pete's Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump or the poor. Although one thing of which we can be certain, if an end looks genuinely in sight, then Donald's puppet master Zion Supremo Benjamin, not another Yahoo, will make sure it soon disappears out of sight. Donald finally appointed an ambassador to Trublowazi, vacant for ages, David Bratt, part of the Tea Party movement who has been teaching business relations. Maybe he taught Bill Winters. Anyway, at Liberty University, a Christian university, and of course, once the word freedom bobs up, we know it must just love liberty, freedom and democracy. And David displayed his deep knowledge of Trublowazi, saying the automatopoeic Forker subs would be built in Adeline. He is from the south, so maybe he confused Adelaide with Sweet Adeline. But good news, he wants to bolster our joint defences against we know who. Fight against the malign influence of our adversaries, unlike the benign, no stronger uplifting influence of the US of. Caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Angus Tailings told his party's conference the socialist budget was a war on the essence of being Trublowazi, which left us very confused. The essence, Angus, what is the essence? The essence of being Trublowazi is avoiding capital gains taxes, family trust to ensure you meet your legal tax obligations, not being tied up with productivity-limiting red and especially green tape, lazy avaricious worker respect for their caring employer, that sort of thing. So these are the Trublowazi values immigrants must accept under your non-racist immigration policy. Absolutely. But we've been told the essence of being Trublowazi values were honed on a military disaster invading the wrong beach in Turkey. Yes, that's right. So what is it? What are they? What is the essence? It's all the things these Islamic pro, non-land, non-people Palestinian terrorists will not accept under my non-racist immigration policy. Well, that's cleared that up. Now, I know we have a certain opinion of the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, indeed Lord Rupert's media empire generally, but it is running ads promoting itself with which we have to agree. Up to a point. Reader should expect nothing less than the truth, it screams. And see, we have to agree. Spot on, Lord Rupert. It's just after that we run into a bit of trouble, although it is rightfully upset this week that the ABC, taxpayer-funded, whenever Lord Rupert resorts to taxpayer-funded, it's always a pejorative. In an online program for women about autism, has hired former Trublowazi of the Year, Grace Tame. Shame. Grace Tame, who chanted pro-non-land, non-people Palestinian slogans. The ABC must be deaf to public opinion, the Zionist lobby screamed. And Lord Rupert's usual suspect columnist, Andrew Bolt through the head, said this outrage proved again the ABC must be privatized. Excised from the taxpayer-funded bit. presumably in balanced objective ownership like, say, Lord Rupert, with balanced objective thinkers like Andrew. Balance and objectivity clearly explain the surge in support for No Notion, reflecting the political maturity of the electorate. But one interesting statistic from that poll this week, party best able to handle key issues, and on immigration, One Notion recorded a massive 40%, which seriously is a big worry, especially when 20% had no idea they were other. But we might suggest the 40% have no idea. Now, talk about disloyalty. The first woman elected premier, former Western Trooper Aussie Premier Carmen Lawrence, still a member of the Socialist Party, yet attacking its dedicated socialist current state supremo, Roger Cook the Planet, just because Roger said if the Woodside with Profits offshore browse project is not approved by Federal Pollution Minister Murray Swatch the Environment, purely hypothetical because Murray's odds on to approve it in his dedication to Mother Earth, but if, then Western True Blue Aussie would have to frack the Kimberley, a state already being fracked by Roger's resource industry mates. And Roger sensibly, at a mining conference at the Perth Ritz Hotel, Ritz Carlton, a typical working class get-together, warned evil unions not to overreach as they moved to organise in the union-free Pilbara. And what thanks for such common sense? Well, disloyal Carmen said the Socialist Party rank and file had recently voted for a statewide ban on fracking. By threatening to unleash this reckless and dangerous practice, Cook the Planet is promoting the interests of gas corporations over Democratic Party processes, protection of the state's most iconic environments, and the urgent need to address the climate impacts these projects would inevitably fuel. Where's she coming from? Browse would drill under Scott Reef, she raved on, one of the most diverse and untouched coral systems in the world, a critical nesting ground for green sea turtles and a migratory path for endangered pygmy blue whales. Scientists warn gas extraction could cause the seabed to subside, submerging the sand caves the turtles rely on for their survival. Carmen, what about the survival of Woodside with Profits and its shareholders? Well, she went on and on, concluding with, "We just need a government with the courage to tell the gas industry that its free ride is over." Imagine how poor Roger must feel at such disloyalty from within. And in a heartwarming gesture, Woodside With ran a full-page ad for Reconciliation Week, telling us just how much it loves and respects the Taranalea's non-land, non-people, whose lands it digs up and sacred sites and rock carvings it destroys, for which, finally, it runs away with the Sincerity of the Week Award. Good morning.